yeah, you two have heard some of this last Sunday. But I want to ask, does anybody have any folding money on them at the moment?
Probably.
Could you dig out some folding money? Okay, oh, yeah, that'll do nicely, thank you. Well, I'm not sure about that. I'll think about it. Chris, I need your help. Okay, I will. It involves money. It involves money. But okay, first of all, just have a think for a moment. Do any of you have any promises on you?
Yeah.
Okay, you got a wedding ring. Yeah, you got a wedding ring. They're promises, are they? Yeah. Promises? Any other promises that you might be wearing on you? Or do you own? Your phone case has a promise.
Friendship,
yeah, they've got identical phone cases. Oh, I heard about identical bracelets. Now, Chris, do you know how, can you read?
Yes.
Do you know how to read? Do you think, if I give you that, do you think you could find a promise on there? No, I'm not embarrassing you, I'm asking for your help.
Shannon,
what about you, darling? Shannon, you know how to read, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, now, just to help you, I have a magnifying glass, which is just broken, which is not good. That is not good at all, okay?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not good. Why do these things always happen to me on today?
Right.
Okay, what we need to do is I'm going to come over to the table.
I can read it anyway, don't you worry about it.
You reckon she'll be able to read it anyway? You reckon you'll be able to do it? Okay, what we do is we put that there. Leave that one there. That has to be a certain distance above it, and it's got some factors on it. So what we do is we put that like that, and then see if you can read. What do you think that says? Can you see that over there, over on left-hand side?
Yeah.
What does it say?
I'm
so used to reading. Go on, Chris. You can do it. Can you come and help? If you can't do it, we'll have to get a grown-up to do it, and you'd be much better than a... It's his £10 note. It's all right. No, we'll get the blind girl to read it. No. Got it. You can...
I can read it, and I don't need
you need a mic. Come to the microphone, then. You can have that one back. So if you've got your piece of paper in front of you...
I promise to pay the bearer on demand of the sum of £5.
I promise to pay the bearer on demand a sum of £5. What sort of promise is that then? I mean, what do you bear? You're bearing a piece of paper.
Stealing.
Yeah? You've got a piece of paper. Who's making that promise?
The Queen.
No, it's not the Queen. Well, actually, it's signed by the current chief cashier of the Bank of England. Okay, theoretically, and we have bits of paper that are called pounds, don't we, or coins now, and our bits of paper that are called pounds. What else do you weigh in pounds? Because it doesn't weigh a pound, does it? Babies? Yeah. No, I wasn't thinking about that. Something probably. What? Got it. Vegetables? Yeah. Gold, absolutely. The pound coins and the pound notes that you have represent not a piece of paper, they represent gold in the Bank of England. But in fact, all you've got there is a piece of plastic or a plasticky type paper, which actually doesn't mean anything unless it has those words written on it. Yeah, it's like a will. You can have a blank piece of paper and it doesn't mean anything, but if it's got the words of the will on it, it actually suddenly represents an awful lot more if you're worth something. And this piece of paper, the pound note as it used to be, or the £5 note, £10 note, £50 note, all represent something. But what are the limitations of that promise? Any suggestions? Well, not quite. If you take, Chris, if you took your pounds to France, could you spend them?
Yes. No.
It had to be one or the other, didn't it? Yeah. The pounds, the currency that we use, the bits of paper that we use, only work in the UK. Yeah? They don't work overseas. You have to have different promises overseas. So our bits of paper, that even though they represent a pound of gold, theoretically, or 5 pounds of gold, hidden somewhere away in the Bank of England, they don't actually represent anything to people who live in France or America or Israel or Turkey or somewhere. They are, or China, absolutely. You need yen if you're in China. Yeah? I don't know whether yen have "I promise to pay the bearer" written on them. I've never seen a yen.
Probably in Chinese.
In Chinese, yeah, it might be in Chinese. But the promise is that promise that's on that pound, £5 note, £10 note, is limited. It only is worth something to the people who live in this country. Yeah? Do you agree? Okay. So we're going to be looking at some other promises later on this morning. We'll be looking at God's promises as well before we get to the end of the service. But in the meantime, we're going to start worshipping. If Mikey's ready, have you finished your... managed to eat your food, get your throat sorted? Some of that. Do please, as we worship, pray for Mikey, because she's struggling with a really tough throat at the moment. It's flickering like crazy.
Yeah, but the lead was moved.
Say, thank you for saving me.
Cheers.
You're not too far. as you are. I will rejoice in you, Lord.
gospel, I will rejoice in you, Lord.
thank you, Mikey. Thank you, Mikey, for that worship and for your voice holding out. I just want to read something that I had. It just came to my thought this morning as I was thinking about today. And it's another promise. We've heard about promises today. And this is another one. I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love. Death can't, life can't, the angels can't, and the demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Whether we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will be ever able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's God's promise to us. I am with you always. And that is great, isn't it? However you are today, however you feel, if you're high, if you're low, if you're sick, if you're well, if you're whatever, he is with you. Whatever you face, he will face it with you. So we're just coming for a time of prayer. I'm just going to say a short prayer and then I'm going to open it up and have a open prayer time. So prepare your hearts to, you know, give out what's in your heart to God in words. And, you know, if you think, oh, no one wants to hear me, it's amazing. You know, you feel blessed through giving out and you will bless others when they hear your voice. So I'll just say a small prayer. Lord, we thank you for that promise that you are with us always, whatever we face, whatever we're going through, however we feel, whatever happens tomorrow. We don't know what happens tomorrow, but we know the one who does. You hold the secrets of tomorrow, and you will be there for us. We thank you for this gathering today. We've had so much against us this morning. But we've just read, what can be against us? Nothing can separate us from your love. And we just thank you that we've persevered on and got things together this morning. And we are able to meet together with freedom, as so many of our family across our world can't. We pray that we would never ever take that for granted. And Lord, we just pray that you'll bless us here. As we hear your word, as we hear about promises, there's so many promises in the Bible that you've left with us, promises of your faithfulness, of your love, and it goes on. And we just think that we are a blessed people here today. We just pray that those blessings will not be kept in our hearts and we keep them to ourselves, but we will give them out to others as we come into contact with people throughout our week, that we will bless them. It might mean just making them a cup of tea. It might be inviting them around for chat or going into town with them. Whatever it is, it's a small thing, but we can bless that person, especially if they're feeling lonely and they need a bit of an uplift. We pray that we will just go in your strength as we go throughout this week. And we pray for our church family at St. Peter's today, that they will be blessed and they will hear and receive what you have for them down there. And I'm just going to open it up now to anyone who would like to pray. Don't be frightened. We are all here as church family. And whatever's on your heart, just give that to the Lord in praise and worship to him. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you have poured out on us as your church family, part of your church family here in Bolton. Lord, we thank you that you are raising people up, that you are gifting people, that you are transforming lives and bringing people into a closer relationship with you. So we praise and thank you, Lord, for your many blessings to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we thank you for this time of prayer, our time of communicating with you. We pray for your continued blessing as we fellowship together. And may we be receptive from what you have for us through what Phil has to say and bring us. We ask these prayers, those that have, the prayers that have remained in our hearts, you know them. Those that have been spoken out, you have heard them. And we thank you that we can just come. We can come as we are, as we were singing earlier. Come as we are. We haven't got to put on an extra special smile to see you and to talk to you. We haven't got to pass exams. We can come, just as the song says, come as you are to worship. Now is the time to give your heart. And we are just so blessed that we have a Father who loves us and who keeps his promises to us. Amen. So, time of refreshing our coffee cups and tea cups, and I think there's some sausages left over. We do apologise if you are feeling cold. Another disaster that happened this morning, we had a fuse go, and that's affected the heating, hence I've got my jacket on. So it's not because we've forgotten to turn the heating on, it's gone off because we have got a fuse problem. So we apologise for that. But you can do some star jumps after you've had your coffee. That'll keep you warm. And we'll just have a warm time of fellowship together. Amen.